He moved to rise and retrieve the boot, then froze. The stab in his ribs was all too familiar. He knew the feel of a knife pressed to his side, and he knew whoever held it was serious. The trickle of blood running down his skin was serious as hell.
"What do you want?" Jasper muttered, barely moving his lips.
His instinct was to leap away, but he'd fallen on his arse when the boot came free, and jumping up was out of the question.
"You're blunt," came the hoarse reply, "and anything else of value."
The accent was indistinguishable from any other, not lower class, but not of the higher ranks either. Jasper couldn't even determine whether it was from the north or south of England. He rather doubted this was purely by chance. His assailant did not want to be identified. A professional, then? Surely not simply someone who happened upon him, someone who'd known he'd come this way and who lay in wait.
"I have a wallet in my coat pocket," Jasper answered.
"Get it out,"
the man's voice hitched slightly, indicating excitement.
"I have to reach for it."
"No sudden moves,"
the knife holder cautioned. Jasper blew out his breath. Sudden moves or not, the man with the knife at his flank would use it. Jasper didn't care much about the money he'd lose, but he sure as hell didn't intend to bleed to death on the side of a sea cliff with one boot on and one boot off.
"I'm reaching for my pocket," he said, moving his right arm slowly.
The wallet was in his left inside pocket, and the knife rested against his left side. Jasper's hand slid inside his greatcoat, then inside his tailcoat. But instead of reaching for the wallet, he lunged for the knife, gripping it with the fabric as his shield. It was a risky move, but it took the assailant by surprise. He sprang back. Unfortunately, the knife went with him, and Jasper couldn't keep hold of it through the fabric. Jasper lunged to his feet, but his awkward position hampered him, and the attacker came at him with the knife. Jasper raised a hand to deflect the blow, but he was off balance and aimed too high. Instead of the weapon grazing his arm, he gave his foe an opening. The sharp prick of the knife took Jasper's breath away as it slid through the fabric of his coat and into his skin. The dull pain ratcheted up to a shrill scream of agony as the assailant yanked the knife back out. Ignoring the pain, Jasper threw a punch at the man with the knife, hitting him on the side of the jaw. The man went down, but so did Jasper. He fell hard, and when he tried to rise again, he saw black spots dancing in front of his eyes. His entire left side felt as though he had fallen into a pond. Blood was gushing from the wound. He struggled, but the attacker rose first. Jasper knew this because the man used his booted feet to land a hard kick to Jasper's uninjured side. Jasper huffed out a curse and reached for the man, who landed another kick. This one to Jasper's jaw. That was when the spots grew too big for Jasper to blink away. That was when the light faded, and the last thing he knew was the feel of the man's rough hands rummaging through his coat pockets.
"Mama, Mama!"
Thunder sounded in the distance, and Olivia was relieved to hear Richard's voice approaching. She wanted him inside before the rain started.
"Come inside now, Richard. I don't like the look of those clouds." "But, Mama, I found something."
He held up what looked like a man's boot. Olivia had no idea where he would have found something like that, but anything related to men made her uneasy.
"Leave it outside for now," she said. Later she would go to the cliff and hurl it over the side. She wanted nothing of men near her cottage. "But, Mama, that's not all. I found a man. He was lying beside the boot."
Olivia was tempted to chastise her son for telling a wolf story, their term for a make-believe tale that demanded she save him. But though Richard had told many fanciful stories in his 5 years, he had never told one about a man or had a boot as evidence. Almost as though he could read her thoughts, Richard held the boot higher.
"It's true, Mama. Come and see."
Olivia did not want to see. She wanted to go inside her cosy cottage, close the windows and bar the doors, and hold her son tightly. But she couldn't ignore a man, not one who had come close enough that Richard discovered him.
"Wait here."
She might have to face a man, but she wouldn't do so unarmed. She went to